Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support. Welcome back to Stephen Kellogg.
Good to see you.
Good to see you. You were just saying how you pulled up and you're like, yeah, I remember this
place.
Oh,
it all comes back to me. I've had so many happy memories in this room.
Well, we're glad to have you back, and tell us about the first one you're going to play.
I'm going to sing you a song called Lost and Found that I wrote with Chip Johnson, who's sitting to my left. So this is called Lost and Found.
Great.
It's not that I closed off my heart, it's just that I've gotten so tired. You're trying to find an easy way out, it gets so exhausting to keep you inspired. You can find me, you can find me at the lost and found. But don't be surprised, don't be surprised if they don't turn around. Find me at the lost and found. Sometimes a man gets worn thin on the brink of an almost there win. Never enough money from what I can see. A labor of love, man, you gotta be kidding me. You can find me, you can find me at the lost and found. Don't be surprised, surprised if life don't turn around. Find me at the lost and found. Do you recognize me? I don't recognize you, and I don't know how we got here. I don't. Do you recognize me? I don't recognize you. Sing it sweet. Say, I'm not even sure if I think you should stay. It's like I don't know where to start. Do I set it on fire just to protect my heart? You can find me, you can find me at the lost and found. Don't be surprised, don't be surprised if one day it burns down. Find me, oh yeah, yeah. Just look around, find me at the lost and found.
I love that track. It's the lead-off track to Stephen Kellogg's latest Blunderstone Rookery and Lost and Found. And Stephen Kellogg, live from Studio A today. They've got a couple more coming up for us. And it's the follow-up to Gift Horse. And 2012, some good things came out of it, such as this release. But it was kind of a challenging year for you. And
yeah.
Tell us the good and the bad.
Well, you know, I mean, it was just one of those years. It's the first year in my adult life where I felt like the wind was kind of blowing against me. And nothing happened to me that doesn't happen to everybody, but it was like, you know, I lost my mother-in-law, I lost my grandma, and
it felt, you know, my band of 10 years
right.
decided to go on hiatus, and they're my best friends and still are. So all of a sudden you feel like, whoa, I thought, you know, I was determined to not have things that I didn't want to happen to me. And there they are, you know. And so the record is actually a really hopeful record, but I would be lying to say I wasn't, you know, pushing through a lot of doubts and self, you know, just tough moments, you know. And so the record ultimately came out as it was very cathartic and helpful in that way, you know.
And tell us where the title comes from. Some people may have read the book or not.
I never realized how confusing some of my titles are until after the fact. But Blunderstone Rookery is the name of the album. And it's the boyhood home of David Copperfield, mm-hmm. which was the book I was reading last year. And his boyhood home was a place that was a happy place. It became an unhappy place. And then he comes back and he makes his peace with it as a man. And I thought that was a great metaphor for what this album's about. It's like about going through tough stuff, but ultimately making your peace with it and feeling hopeful.
Very aptly titled, I think.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Maggie.
You're welcome. It's Stephen Kellogg live from Studio A. And not that anything bad happened with your friendship with the Sixers, but you know, you're still friends. But tell us about the friends here today.
Yeah. Well, one of the Sixers is sitting with me, is on tour, Chip Johnson. But you know, then we have Marco Menigan over there playing percussion and drums in the group, and we have Ryan Hummel. We call him Jetpack to my right, and it's, you know, it's glorious after doing a bunch of solo touring, and it's wonderful to be back out on the road playing with musicians again and having that exchange. And I've been unofficially calling these guys the Tarantellas, because it's so fun to say. And then Chip Johnson, who's been on the road with me for the last 2.5 years, so.
And I like saying rookery. I don't know why.
Rookery is fun to say.
You know, well,
I went to England and played in Blunderstone, and I went to the rookery that it was all based on. So
nice.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, I thought so.
What's this next one you're going to do for
this
us?
This is called Forgive You, Forgive Me. 1, 2, 3, all right.
Even forgive me. Oh, I'm gonna hang
Forgive You, Forgive Me, it's off the new CD, Blunderstone Rookery, from Stephen Kellogg. And Thanksgiving's right around the corner, all the holidays, actually. But let's talk about this Thanksgiving track on here. Not everybody puts a 10-minute song on their CDs, and some radio stations won't play that length of time. Some will, such as, you know, our kind of station, public radio more so, can play the longer tracks if they so choose. And it's not as long as Alice's Restaurant by Arlo Guthrie, but, you know, as a tradition, we play that right before Thanksgiving every day. So tell us a little bit about
this. Well, yeah, I mean, and that's actually this Thanksgiving we had some cool stations, the kind of stations that I listen to. Like, if I lived in Columbus, I would listen to you guys all the time because this is my jam, you know. But and so there is this Thanksgiving, there are a bunch of stations have agreed to play the track, which is long, but, you know, The song centers around the holiday Thanksgiving, and kind of it's a life as it relates to the, you know, Thanksgiving as a boy, and then Thanksgiving as a man, and then Thanksgiving as an older man. And you know, I wasn't thinking about the length when I came up with the tune. I was just kind of a special song and different than anything I had kind of done before, I don't know. I'm sort of talking aimlessly about it, but yeah.
But yeah, we'll be playing it next, or right before Thanksgiving, along with that traditional
Alice's Restaurant. I'm honored. Yeah. I know. How long is Alice's Restaurant?
It's about 14. Well, there's different versions, but 14.
Okay. 14 there's minutes. A radio edit that's 11 minutes or something.
13 and a half.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's great. Well, yeah.
So you mentioned as a little boy, let's go back to the early beginnings of your playing. And well, you know, I know Tom Petty's your man, like, if you had to choose
out there. Yeah, yeah. You know, and my sister used to take me to metal concerts when I was a kid. And so that combination kind of mixed with my dad's Crosby, Stills, and Nash and Jim Croce records, stuff like that, kind of explains, you know, I play this like kind of Americana folk rock music, but I love to jump around the stage and, you know, yeah, do windmills on my guitar. So it's kind of like it leaves you here. You know, in Thanksgiving growing up, my uncles would always take out the guitars. Nobody played formally, but we always would sing Eagles and Grateful Dead and stuff like that. And this, you know, as I was going through last Thanksgiving and feeling all this loss and stuff like that, the germ of something kind of started forming, of just like, wow, this, you can mark your life by this holiday every year. And it's such a great holiday because it's not all fueled by just Hallmark and, you know, the rest.
There really are things to be grateful and thankful for.
Yeah, just a day to be, like, grateful. Yeah. How essential is that, you know?
Yeah, day we have. It's Stephen Kellogg, live from Studio A with the band. Thank you so much, everybody. Good to see you again.
Thank you so much. I love it here.
And all right, the last one?
All right, we're going to have a little sing-along here. It's called The Best.
All right.
One, two, three, two, two, three. Oh, 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 oh. I'd had all I could take of the Holy Land, old Joe Minton and the big brass band. These parties where nobody acts like they care, but you know that they're telling their friends they were there. Get what you pay for, and sometimes it's bad. You look around, there are deals to be had, but I'd rather hold out for the best of the best than sit around hedging my bets with the rest. There's something about me you shouldn't quite trust. My mind is so dirty, they clean it with rust. But I know the difference between love and lust, and it can't be distinguished by the size of her bust. You get what you pay for, and sometimes it's bad. You look around, there are deals to be had, but I'd rather hold out for the best of the best than sit around hedging my bets with the rest. Oh, I won't
settle. Oh, I won't settle. No, I won't. Oh, I won't settle. Oh, I won't settle. Oh, I won't settle. Oh, I won't.
But I still believe.
Oh, I won't settle.
I still believe. Some days are like candy, some like refried beans, some days just relentless and drill sergeant mean. But if you got your health and your soul still intact, that's as good as the best day that you'll ever have. And you get what you pay for, sometimes it's bad. If you look around, there are deals to be had. But I'd rather hold out for the best of the best than to sit around hedging my bets with the rest. Yes, I'd rather hold out for the best of the best than to sit around.